I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spending a few minutes now with Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs left-hander Cole Irvin, one of the Phillies' top prospects. And first of all, Cole, thanks for the time and congratulations. Great season to this point.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
You've had success every level pretty much. What has worked for you maybe specifically here in AAA where you really hit the ground running and have been very consistent since you got here?
That's funny. I've had that question asked a few times this year and I haven't really changed anything. Just been going out, having fun, playing the game of baseball and just keeping it simple.
For people that have not seen you throw, where would you describe your strengths as far as your stuff and your approach and stuff like that?
I mean, I'm kind of a guy that can throw strikes at any point with any pitch that I have. Every pitch can be a strikeout pitch, and I just mix and match depending on how the at-bat is going, depending on who the hitter is. So I'm kind of a smart pitcher out there. But, you know, I can blow guys away too, you know, just because, you know, I pitch at 88 to 92 doesn't mean I can't hit 95. So I choose to pitch more than I choose to throw hard. So I think that's what you'll see most of out of me. And, you know, I complement a good fastball location with a good changeup.
So talk to me a little bit about West Coast guy, gets drafted by the Phillies. What did you know about the franchise? What did you know about the area?
Oh, I knew a whole lot about Philadelphia and its fans. I idolized Cole Hamels when I started pitching in high school seriously and Cliff Lee. During that time, I was 08 was my freshman year of high school when I started really getting into pitching, so I got to watch that 08 team go win a World Series. So I've been following, I guess you could say, the Phillies through the 4 years I was in high school, and then into my college years. You know, I always kind of knew who about the Phillies and who the Phillies were. I'm a big baseball fan, so I love the fans on the East Coast more than I do than I do the West, because they're a little more fair weathered over there, and I love the loyalty of the Philly fans and just East Coast fans in general. It's a lot of fun to be around, and it makes me excited to come to the park every day.
So you mentioned you knew about the Phillies when they call your name in 2016 on draft day. Were you did you know they had a lot of interest in you? Were you kind of surprised? What were your emotions then?
It was a heck of a weekend for me. That was also the weekend I graduated from University of Oregon. And so my family was all together and already there for graduation. And my agent called and said there was a deal in place with the Phillies. And next thing you know, first pick of the fifth round, Philadelphia called. And I mean, I should have went out that weekend and tried to catch a Marlin or something, or bought a lottery ticket, because I feel like I would have won it, because it was such a great feeling. I got really excited to start my career in Philadelphia and in this organization. It's just been a blast, and I've had a awesome time just getting to know the fans and stuff a little bit as I move up progressively.
So obviously you're trying to get better at everything, but is there a certain aspect you've really focused on lately here to try and hone and craft?
I'm enjoying winning. You know, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of veteran leadership in our clubhouse here, and the guys that have quite a bit of big league time. So learning from them has really been a great deal for me. And, additionally, I guess in terms of baseball side, just making good pitches after I make a mistake pitch, and whether I get hit on the mistake pitch or not, just making that quality pitch next to limit the damage. And but I mean, again, I'm having a lot of fun playing baseball, and I'm not putting any pressure on myself to make it to the big leagues or anything like that. I'm really enjoying just playing baseball, having fun every day, laughing and enjoying my time with my teammates.
Where do you think you've grown the most as a pitcher since you've turned pro?
I would say the consistency every fifth day. You know, in college you were 7 days. In high school you were like 9, 10 days. And then, you know, once you got into pro ball, it was 6 days. And that was a little bit of a jump. And then jumping last year from 6 days to 5 days. 5 days is a big difference. And, you know, I knew what to expect going into this season. But last year I had no idea what throwing on every fifth day meant. I thought I was ready for it, but I think at the tail end of last season I was a little tired. Now I feel really comfortable pitching every fifth day. I look forward to taking the ball and putting our team in position to win.
And I know you talked about you're not putting any pressure for the big leagues, but you're awfully close to Philadelphia. Is it tough not to get excited about what the future could hold?
It's exciting when the team's in a playoff, you know, pennant race. So, you know, I just keep looking forward to my opportunity to pitch here for the Iron Pigs, but hopefully I can contribute to the pennant race, and it'll be a lot of fun. And they're doing a really good job up there. The starting pitching up there has been absolutely phenomenal, and I can see the pieces starting falling together right now because their offense starting to heat up. So it's really fun to watch night in, night out. As a fan of baseball, as a fan of Philadelphia, and also as an employee of the Philadelphia Phillies, so it's a lot of fun.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.